ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The wait is over. The total solar eclipse is now over the South Pacific, and it won't be long before we start to experience it here in the U.S. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Hillsboro, Texas, one of the prime viewing areas.
All around this community, groups of eclipse watchers have brought coolers full of sandwiches and water bottles. They've set up folding chairs to wait for the first signs of the eclipse. Some have traveled from the far reaches of the country, spent long hours on the road to bask in this town's 4 minutes and 23 seconds of darkness.
If you aren't in the path of totality, you may experience a partial eclipse. President Biden will announce a new student debt forgiveness plan on a campaign trip today to Wisconsin. Former President Trump says any restrictions on abortion should be left up to the states. Actor Jonathan Majors was sentenced to probation and avoided jail time in the assault of an ex-girlfriend. UConn and Purdue meet tonight in the NCAA men's basketball final. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today talking about a new student loan forgiveness program.
That plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier in Biden's administration, this time focusing on offering relief to borrowers facing financial hardship or challenges due to higher interest rates.
Michelle Franzen reporting. Southeastern Wisconsin is the best part of the state for catching a glimpse of today's partial solar eclipse. That includes Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Lake Geneva, and Janesville. The forecast calls for clouds over much of the rest of Wisconsin, especially to the north. Wisconsin is not within the path of totality, so the effects here aren't optimal anyway. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Today is the solar eclipse. Here in La Crosse, you'll be able to see a partial eclipse of about 75% to 80% with a peak time of 2:04 p.m. The duration of the eclipse is from 12:50 p.m. until 3:17 p.m. The peak time will be at 2:05 p.m. in Sparta. The further southeast you are, the more eclipse you will see, while the further northwest you go, the less the sun will be blocked out by the moon. The next total solar eclipse will happen in the U.S. in 2044. A highway in La Crosse County will be closed starting today due to construction. Work will be done on Highway 108 from the La Crosse County line south of Melrose down to West Salem. The project, which will last until mid-August, will resurface the road and also replace guardrails and culverts. The detours are Highway 162 or County Highway C. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said that the highway will have full closures at times and flagging operations during others. Temperatures today and tomorrow will be right around 60 degrees. Rain chances return Wednesday into Thursday. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Brewers sink the Mariners high. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers crushed Seattle 12-4. Mariners pitcher Colin Snyder had to leave in the fourth after taking a line drive to his left knee.
Yeah, it's a contusion. He got smoked. I'll give him credit for trying to stay in there. He knew where we were at with the bullpen.
Manager Scott Servais. The Brewers up by 10 runs for much of the game. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy.
It never feels like it isn't close, to be honest with you, when you're on a coaching staff. You're thinking of everything and you want to make sure that you guard against any implosion.
After the game, the crew flew to Cincinnati to open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Knicks, 122-109. Chris Middleton literally punched in the mouth, had to exit in the first half, and was taken to see an oral surgeon. How did the Bucks blow an 11-point lead early in the second half?
Yeah, I just thought we came out flat. You know, I used two timeouts. I wish I knew why, but we did.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today, with breezy winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but they're warming us up to high temperatures climbing to 60 degrees. Spotty shower chances push in overnight, and we could see a few sprinkles by morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Coming up Tuesday on Nat Nair On Air, three headlines and a lie. This time, it's Greg Bach's turn. Don't miss it.
On air, 1490 AM. Online, lacrosseeagle.com. And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, April 8th, 2024. Welcome back to work, back to school week, and we are back home here high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the world headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Mr. Zommers, nice to see you in person once again after that great trip across Wisconsin on our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour with Trygve Olsen.
Yeah, welcome back to Wisconsin.
Well, sorry.
I meant to say Madison. In my head, I said welcome back to Madison.
I get it. It was great. We went to Richland Center. We went La Crosse, then to Eau Claire, then over to Stevens Point, back up to Green Bay. It was just a fantastic tour. Appreciate all the support you and everybody here at Civic Media gave us. Great to get out and meet folks, to listen to people, and to spread the word of what makes Wisconsin great. It was just fantastic. I feel re-energized, but of course, happy to be back home here at the home studio. So
yeah,
great to be here.
We got some great shows, some great interviews, like Chancellor Jim Smith from UW Eau Claire. That was awesome. Yeah. Dr. Kristen Wiley now running for Mike Gallagher's old seat. That was awesome. And I've heard some fun stories of just meeting people at local watering holes around the state.
Yeah, we might share a little bit more of those, but a big show and an important one today, a big day here in Madison. First of all, let me start off with a public service announcement now from the meteorology department. Apparently now, due to inclement weather, the solar eclipse has been postponed till tomorrow. So there you go. That's your breaking news. Well, I know. Yeah. No. No, just joking.
That is false.
You cannot postpone a solar eclipse. I know that we had talked about maybe being down in Indianapolis today. The President Biden is in town and various other reasons. We just didn't go down. But I do have, courtesy of my brother-in-law, for those watching on the stream, my solar eclipse glasses. And I brought Mr. Zommers a pair as well. You can't see a thing out of these once you put them on.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
So, I know.
Except for below the glasses. I can see the microphone. Yes. That's it.
We will have more on the solar eclipse. There is a chance that you're going to see part of it here in Wisconsin as the skies are fairly clear. So you can kind of see it, and we'll talk through that a little bit later on in this show. It starts around 12:50 in the Madison, Wisconsin area. Varies a little bit overall across Wisconsin, but starts around 12:50. Peak time just after 2 o'clock Central Time, and it will end at 3:19. More on that in just a minute. But the other big event happening in Wisconsin today, including here in Madison, President Joe Biden is in Madison today. His second stop in the battleground state in less than a month comes less than a week after former President Donald Trump made his first visit to Wisconsin this election cycle when he rallied in Green Bay after the night of the state's presidential primary election. President Biden expected to announce today a new student loan forgiveness program in Madison. He will be at Madison Area Technical College, or known commonly now as Madison College. Our civic media executive producer, Luke Mathers, is there on the scene covering this for us live. Luke, we appreciate you being there so much. Set the scene for us, if you will, my friend. What's it feel like there in the hall? What's the setup? What have you seen so far?
Yeah, Todd, glad to be with you. The room is filling up here, the gymnasium at Madison College, here on the east side of Madison. We've got a number of people ranging from students to local elected officials, representatives of labor. The room is filling up and getting ready for the president to begin speaking in just over an hour here as his plans for scheduled remarks.
That's fantastic. And it's on the Madison College campus near the airport. We understand President Biden, if he hasn't, is scheduled to land at Dane County Regional Airport any minute. And for those not familiar, Madison College is almost adjacent to the Dane County Airport. So it'll be a very short ride over there. Luke, what building is the president going to be speaking in? And do you know, is this predominantly an invited crowd, or kind of what's the sense of who might be there?
Yeah, speaking and giving his remarks several different places across the Madison College campus. The one scheduled, I believe, at the H. Douglas Redston Gymnasium here on campus. And so I believe there's going to be a little bit of a event outside of the campus, and then his scheduled remarks around a student debt relief program that he is going to be enacting here in the gymnasium.
Exciting indeed. And I think it just shows, Luke, I mean, you've been someone who's been around politics a while as well. And I think it really shows the seriousness of the Biden administration. Of course, President Biden was up in Superior, announced that major $1 billion grant for the bridge up there connecting Superior to Duluth, Minnesota. And of course, as Vice President Kamala Harris has been in the Waukesha area. I think this shows, Luke, how important that Wisconsin is in this presidential race on the heels of former President Trump being in Green Bay, but also the importance and how much that the Biden folks get that they have to be here if they want to earn Wisconsin voters' votes.
Yeah, we know that there's a number of swing states that are going to determine the outcome of this election here in 2024. And it's very evident that Wisconsin may be the tipping point state with the focus that the current president and the former president, just less than a week ago, 6 days ago, former President Donald Trump also in the state. So we know that we're going to get a lot of visits like this here in 2024, and it's truly ramping up to be election season.
I know these things always, I mean, it's always a cool thing, I think, that when the President of the United States comes to your state, let alone your town, and correct me if I'm wrong, Luke, but I think the last time Biden was in Madison, he was downtown here and stopped by and got some ice cream downtown. I just think it's a cool thing that Wisconsin, you know, it snarls traffic a little bit around the event, but I think it's just a cool thing to have a presidential visit.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, I forget where I was hearing it over this past weekend, but the power that Wisconsin voters have in determining the outcome is pretty strong compared to other states. And so it's pretty cool that we get these experiences. Yes, traffic was a little chaotic on the east side of Madison today, but to be expected when Air Force One touches down in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you seen anybody else, any other elected officials yet at the gymnasium there on the Madison College campus? Or are we a little bit ahead of that, waiting till closer to when the president speaks about an hour from now?
We have a number of elected officials from the local level. I've seen some city council members, some Dane County board members, as well as advocates for this higher ed forgiveness problem as well. So there's been a number of folks gathering into the gymnasium, but I think we'll see an uptick a little bit more over the next hour as we get ready for the president to speak.
Have you seen President Biden in person before?
I have not.
Yeah,
I have not.
I saw him once at a fundraiser for Senator Tammy Baldwin, and he's. I'll be interested to get your takeaway afterwards. I know this is much more of a kind of a very focused subject speech, but I've heard him talk before extemporaneously, and I just think the guy knows how to connect with a room. I think he's really great at grassroots politics. So I'll be interested in your takeaway, having been in the room after the speech. Any other things, Luke, that you think that our listeners across the state of Wisconsin might want to know about the venue at Madison College, and looking forward to President Biden's speech in about an hour?
I think it's just very telling that the president, as you noted, came to Superior to talk about infrastructure. Now he's choosing Wisconsin as a location to announce his student debt forgiveness plan that's going to be rolled out today. We're approaching the one-year mark from when the Supreme Court struck down his first sweeping action. So I think we're going to get some more policy, targeted policy with today's announcement, but it will be interesting to see. It's just great to know that Wisconsin is the hotbed for a lot of these announcements and these issues. And so it's going to be very important for I think voters to see what government can do for them. And when it comes to student debt, Joe Biden is working to forgive as much of that debt that he can possibly do with his administration and the actions of the Supreme Court. So it's going to be interesting to see what the policy is, and it's going to be a long 2024 to keep up with all the different visits I think we can anticipate as a state.
Absolutely, and to paraphrase the great actress Sally Field, Joe Biden, he likes us. He really likes us. I mean, he's here. He's in Wisconsin. I think it's fantastic. And, of course, we like our executive producer, Luke Mathers. Thanks, Luke, for being on the scene out there. We are going to bring the coverage to you in about an hour from now, or a little under an hour from now, just after 1 o'clock. Luke will join us, as well as Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show. Luke, looking forward to anchoring that coverage with you. If there's any further updates, our outstanding producer, Mr. Zomers, we'll go to you. But Luke, in the meantime, back to you, or enjoy yourself out there as you get ready. We'll talk to you about an hour.
Sounds good, Todd. Talk to you then.
Thank you so much. Luke Mathers on the scene at Madison College from Madison's East Side, where we are awaiting a presidential visit from President Joe Biden here in the state of Wisconsin. I think this is great. I think that it shows the seriousness of the Biden administration, the Biden campaign. They understand they don't want to make the same mistake that Hillary Clinton's campaign made in 2016, which is taking Wisconsin voters for granted. The Biden administration has been here. Joe Biden has been here. He has personally been here. He sent his vice president. He sent other people from the administration. And I think it underscores how seriousness that he takes our vote. And I think that's worth something. So I'm glad the president is here. And also glad that Mr. Mathers is there on location. And we'll check in with Luke a little bit later this hour to kind of get an update. And again, we will bring you the entirety of President Joe Biden's remarks a little bit after 1 o'clock. Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show and Luke Mathers will join me in anchoring that coverage for Civic Media just after 1 o'clock, President Biden's visit to Madison, Wisconsin. The other big happening today, as we touched on here at the top of the show, it is total solar eclipse day across the United States, or at least much of the United States. Now, here's the thing. The total solar eclipse only happens due to this fantastic coincidence, or coinkydink, as some people like to say. The moon, get this, the moon is both 400 times smaller than the sun and 400 times closer to Earth. So because of that science and math, the moon being both 400 times smaller than the sun and the sun and being 400 times closer to the Earth, it makes it look like the moon and the sun are the same size. Well, of course, they aren't. But just because of the coincidence of the distance, the math, it literally all lines up. Solar panels now generate enough U.S. energy that the darkened sky during the eclipse will strain the power grid. Wow. I did not know that. That's a little fact there. Plus, while the sun is blocked, temperatures drop and wind speeds drop, reducing wind turbine production. Power grid operators say they are ready to tap gas plants, coal plants, and battery reserves. More on the solar eclipse, how you might be able to enjoy it, and also what's happening in politics over the weekend. The Trump has a new stance on abortion, and Republicans say Russian propaganda has infiltrated the GOP. More on the other side on Civic Media.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Welcome back to the Tellable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, April 8th, 2024. A little Elton John there, Mr. Zombs.
Oh, it is Manfred Mann.
Under my earphones, it sounded a little bit like Elton John. Sorry.
Fair enough.
Very nice. Yes. Blinded by the light? Blinded by wanting to win? I'm not sure. But still.
It's blinded by the light. A little reminder. Even when the sun is mostly covered up, it's still really bright.
Yes.
Don't look at it. That song goes out to former U.S. President Donald Trump when he looked at the sun.
He literally looked right at the sun. Don't do that.
Don't follow his example in basically any part of life.
Off the text line, WISS Oshkosh Air Support saying hello from Ohio. Traveling for the eclipse, Ben from Oshkosh. Well, hello, Ben. Drive safely. If you want to give us a call, check in. Let us know if you are in the totality zone. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Download it today and text in. Follow along. Safe travels down there, Ben. By the way, I heard now that Indianapolis is going to be kind of ground zero because it has some of the best visibility in the totality zone. And apparently now, according to local reports, they're saying if you're in Indianapolis, it could be 24 hours before you get out because traffic is so bad down there.
Oh, yeah. I know my roommate has some friends who live in Indianapolis, and it's predicted to be a super busy day and everything. And all of their employers just said, don't come into work today. Stay home. Don't go anywhere. Make sure you have food. Right. Like this was a few days ago. They're like, make sure you have food in your house.
Right.
Don't even try to go anywhere. It's not worth it.
No, and that's kind of where we had thought about going, but actually glad that I'm here. But if you want to call in, if you're in the zone of totality, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Again, in Wisconsin, eclipse is going to start around 12:50 local time here in Madison, peak just after 2 o'clock central time, around 2:05, 2:06. And then we'll go back to normal at around 3:19. So, and if you, in all seriousness, if you're going to try to watch this, you know, even if you're not in the zone of totality, if you're in Wisconsin, make sure that you have don't just wear your sunglasses. That ain't going to do it. Make sure you have a pair of proper glasses that are made specifically to look at the eclipse, because otherwise you could do real damage to your eyes. The other thing is, we did this back when I was a kid in grade school. You kind of make a little hole with a pin or something in one piece of paper, and then you have you're looking down, and the sun is coming from behind your shoulder, and it hits the paper. You have another piece of paper underneath of it, and the shadow, you can kind of see the shadow, you know, and do the eclipse.
That is not the way to do it. I've done that before.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. Ben in Oshkosh. I understand, Ben, you're traveling for the eclipse. Thanks for joining us. Are you there in Ohio now, or where are you at?
I'm in Ohio heading for Vermilion.
Oh, very good. Very good. Are you traveling alone? You have friends? You have family? You kind of a big deal?
I got an old Navy buddy who's living in Detroit, so I stayed the night at his place. And then I got another friend who's from Vermilion, and she told me they have a nice park on the shores of Lake Erie. So that's where I'm going to watch the eclipse from.
That's fantastic. Now, how's the weather where you're going to? How are the clouds? And then number two, how has the traffic been so far?
Traffic was a little rough coming out of Michigan. It's fine now, kind of deeper into Ohio. And the clouds are, there's clouds, but they're really thin and wispy, so I don't think it'll be a problem.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad. Because down in Texas, especially, they're having storms down there. Those poor people that traveled, like to San Antonio or whatnot, they're just going to be SOL. So I'm glad that it looks like the weather is going to hold for you. Ben, before we let you go, what does this mean to you? What kind of inspired you to take the day and drive to Ohio for this in terms of what you want to experience?
Well, I know it's going to be a bigger shadow than normal, and the next one's not until 2045, so I took the day off of work and decided to make a trip of it. I saw a lunar eclipse when I was stationed in Hawaii, and that was really cool, so I figured, why wait another 21 years?
Right? That's awesome. Well, Ben, thanks for calling in. Thanks for checking in with us. Safe travels and enjoy the eclipse today. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure. Ben, listening on WISS, Oshkosh Air Support. Forgot, I'm assuming he's probably listening on the app. Our signal probably doesn't quite reach Ohio. But I really appreciate that, Ben. Thank you so very much. Appreciate that on-the-ground coverage. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be a few years, right? Like 2040, said, is the next one that's going to pass through the U.S. So it is a cool once-in-a-lifetime thing. And what I hear is from people who have been there that, you know, the birds and the crickets, the insects, they get quieter during the total eclipse time. Because it doesn't get completely dark from what I've heard, but kind of a really super deep dusk.
Right.
That'd be a good way to put it.
It's a weird twilight. I guess deep dusk. Yeah. It's something special, something unique.
Yeah. So happy for all those people that get to experience it today. And remember, even if you're in Wisconsin, make sure you're wearing special eclipse glasses, not just regular sunglasses, if you're going to look right at the sun. Want to get to news over the weekend, new today. And this morning, well, actually it was yesterday, Trump announced that he stood with Republican efforts to ban abortion in states. It should be expected, according to the Lincoln Project, from someone who bragged, quote, "I was able to kill Roe v. Wade," unquote. Ultra-MAGA conservatives raging a war on women because they know they cannot count on Trump's support as they push beyond the abortion to attack individual rights like contraception, voting rights, and free speech. So here now is Trump putting out this video late last night and trying to thread the needle, as it were, on his stance on abortion. Here is Donald Trump in his own video.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people.
Went on from there. Number one, to say that, you know, we've got it where we want it in terms of legislation, that would be completely out of line with most voters in Wisconsin and most voters in the United States who have said poll after poll, and in most referendums on women's right to choose, have said that they do not agree with the Dobbs decision. They do not agree with overturning Roe v. Wade. Moreover, Trump trying to have it both ways by saying leave it to the states, many of these states are passing abortion bans. And of course, he doesn't speak anything to the momentum that's gaining in the Republican Congress, which is a total national abortion ban. Come back, talk about it, take your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, as we await President Biden's remarks from the east side of Madison on this Monday, April 8th, the Todd Elbel Show and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Madison comedian Johnny Beaner. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If you notice that your farm's electric grid is in need of some TLC, ask around if your electric company or cooperative has a farm rewiring program. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Graham Casilius joins us. He's an ag specialist with Alliant Energy. He says farm wiring programs are fairly common. They exist to help farms become more energy efficient and safe. He tells us why you should consider having an expert come out to the farm.
There wasn't always inspection on farms, so anybody with a screwdriver could rewire a building. So there's some pretty bad wiring out there, and it's nice to be able to see those improve. We've had over 3,000 projects through the program, and so we've made a pretty big dent in some of the bad wiring that was existing.
How do you know you have a problem?
Lights flickering is probably one of the most common things that we hear about, but oftentimes it's when there's an upgrade being made, a new building or a remodel of a building. That's a great time to review the use of the power in each building, and it might be time to make an upgrade.
Graham Casilius along with us, an ag specialist with Alliant Energy's farm wiring program. We'll take a look at our midday commodity markets next.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to our equipment located in Dodgeville. Check out the affordable, efficient, versatile tractor line at our equipment and ask for Mr. Versatile, Chump Gill. Keep up with Pam and the entire team at MidwestFarmReport.com, on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Midday on a Monday, we are seeing strength from Chicago. Cash corn is trading up a penny and a half at 435 and three quarters. December new crop corn is up a penny and a quarter at 473 and three quarters. Cash soybeans are up a penny and three quarters at 1186 and three quarters. And November new crop beans are up a penny and a quarter at 1186 a bushel. Cash wheat is trading up a nickel and three quarters at 573 a bushel. And July new crop wheat is up 4¾ cents at 586 and a half. The Class 3 milk contracts are up double digits. The May contract is up 29 cents at 1670 a hundredweight. The June contract is also up 29 cents, trading at 1733 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today with breezy winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but they're warming us up to high temperatures climbing to 60 degrees. Spotty shower chances push in overnight, and we could see a few sprinkles by morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490,
the talk of lacrosse.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, no one.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, April 8th, 2024. Zommer's on the board. I'm on the mic. Glad to have you along. President Joe Biden visiting Madison, Wisconsin today. Luke Mather is our executive producer standing by in the field. We're going to check in with Luke a little while here. Expecting President Biden to deliver remarks at around 1:15 local time, and we will go to that, and Civic Media will be bringing you the entire speech as it happens right here, so do not go anywhere. Right now, discussing, and we played right before the break there, discussing Donald Trump's new video in which he tries to nuance his stance on abortion, which really isn't new at all. It's kind of putting lipstick on a pig. What's happening is he knows, or at least his handlers know, that he and Republicans are on the wrong side of this issue in terms of the majority of Americans and the terms of the majority of Wisconsinites. And now he's trying to put this video out saying, well, look, you know, I'll defer to the states. Whatever the states want, that's fine with me. The states want, you know, whatever, if you want to go 12 weeks, if you want to go 16 weeks, you know, whatever it is, whatever the states want, I'm fine with that. Which, of course, if you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. What's going on is he knows he has to say something, or his handlers do. And so he's trying to politically thread the needle. And I think there's going to be a lot of mainstream media who's going to say, oh, look, Donald Trump is compromising. He's being pragmatic. Well, no, don't be fooled by that. Donald Trump is trying to win an election. So he's trying to say the least offensive thing to the most amount of people. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Lisa, listening on WAUK at the Shaw in Waukesha. Lisa, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi, I agree completely. And we know that if the GOP wins in the Senate and House, that they will definitely do a national ban and that Trump will sign it. They are lying. We saw that with Amy Comey Barrett when she said it was settled law, and some of the other justices. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Lisa. Appreciate listening. Appreciate the call. And yeah, Lisa is 100% correct. You look at people like Speaker Mike Johnson of the House of Representatives. He is a 100% absolutist on abortion. Doesn't want it in any case, personally. And Lisa's right. Given their own devices, the Republican caucus will pass a national abortion ban. And Donald Trump will sign it into law if he gets back in the White House. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you'd like to weigh in on this, you can also text us on the Civic Media app, available on your app store in both your Apple and Android devices. I think this is something that I hope voters in Wisconsin consider. I think the timing on this Trump announcement on trying to recreate where he stands in abortion, I think it's good that we have this discussion now, while President Joe Biden is in Wisconsin today, campaigning in Wisconsin. Because there are going to be people, and we've seen this in the local Madison media today, there are certainly people who are protesting Joe Biden's visit. And it is not, by and large, Republicans. It's coming from the progressive left of the party, who are upset with what's happening in Gaza. And look, I respect those thoughts. I respect those feelings. And I have called out the innocent loss of life anywhere. But to have Democrats in leadership positions, elected officials, saying in articles in The Guardian over the weekend that some Democrats may sit out the November election if President Biden doesn't meet all of their demands, that's frustrating to me. Because I look at what Donald Trump staying on abortion and saying, okay, I get it if you don't agree with Joe Biden on the policies in Gaza. But by sitting out the election in November or by voting third party, all you're doing is helping Trump get back in the White House. And if Trump is in the White House again, as Lisa said, he will sign a national ban on abortion. And I really don't think, as a former Republican, look, I don't belong to any party, but I think I understand politics well enough to say that I don't believe that progressive Democrats want a national ban on abortion. So I don't quite get the outlook, the take on if we don't get everything on Gaza, we're going to set out the election so that Trump gets elected so we have a national abortion ban. That just doesn't add up to me. And I hope people who have these strong and valid thoughts, I hope that they think this through, because as someone who lived through 2016, this presidential election is starting to feel a lot like 2016 to me. Meaning that you have a faction on the Democratic side who want to send the Democratic nominee a message. And we all know what happened when Democrats sent Hillary Clinton a message in 2016. The same could happen again. To think that Donald Trump cannot get elected, that's a fallacy. This election is going to be very, very close. And there's no room for anyone to sit out. And that's why I've said this program and continue to say, we have to have a coalition. Former Republicans. Current disaffected Republicans, mainstream Democrats, progressive social Democrats, independents, Green Party, Labor, whatever the case might be, libertarian, I meant to say. We have to coalesce around a coalition to defeat Trump and Trumpism. One texter off the text line on WMDX, Robert McFarland, says if Trump gets in there, there will be no more Gaza. He's absolutely right. If Donald Trump is in the White House again, what do you think he's going to tell Netanyahu? He'll tell him the same thing he told Putin in terms of Ukraine. Quote, do whatever the hell you want, unquote. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to our friend Jay in London. Jay, thank you for calling in. It's great to hear from you again. I know you've been having some family things you're working through. Our thoughts are with you. Jay, great to have you back on the show. What are your thoughts?
I told you so. Progressive left. And if that is McGovern. Cause Al Gore, cause Hillary Clinton, they are back again.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're right, and like I say, it's starting to feel. I've talked to other people who are a lot smarter than me, who know national politics, and other things. This really is starting to feel a little bit like more than a little bit like 2016.
Yes, I'm definitely sure. It's like 2016. This is what I've been saying. I said the events. Mm-hmm. He called one of our prime ministers here, Harold Macmillan. They asked him, what did you fear most? He said the events. I've been saying this before even Biden announced their own re-election.
Yeah. Appreciate the call as always, Jay. Huh? Thanks for calling in. Have a great day there across the pond. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Richland Center, listening on WRCE News from the Center. Tom in Richland Center, thanks for listening. Tom, what say you?
Yeah, Todd, one thing people got to recognize, us progressives do care about all this stuff, but the biggest group of people voting in this election are not voting at all. They're voting by not voting. And we're talking like almost 50% of the population doesn't vote. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend to our Democratic national people that they get more serious about what the people really want. And that's why people aren't voting.
But
I voted for Jill Stein in a way, you know, you say blame it on me. But that year, if a million people in Wisconsin voted, a million didn't vote because the Dems didn't have anything to offer them. So that's a serious issue.
But don't you, I mean, I respect that. Look, I've always said, whether when I used to be a Republican or now, I say, regardless of whether you agree with me, I just want people that are eligible to vote. I think the more we have democracy, the democracy is better when people vote, number one. So people should vote. But if I'm being, you know, partisan or have an agenda for a second, I would simply say in 2024 that Donald Trump and Trumpism is the greatest threat that we have faced since World War II and Nazism. And I don't understand why you know, there is a faction of progressives who want to sit out or vote for someone else when that's only helping Trump win. And you're going to get someone theoretically in Trump who you agree with maybe 2% of the time. Can you help me understand?
I totally agree with that. No, I totally agree with that. But you got to remember that the last election, Bernie was winning in the primaries, and then the higher ups, the behind the scenes people, the deep state of the Democratic Party, if you will, knocked him out, and Biden won. Biden hadn't even been campaigning. So, I mean, the machine made him the president, and the progressives were told to suck it up after the election. Just vote for this guy, suck it up, and after the election, you'll get Medicare for all or student loan relief for all these things. And, of course, it didn't happen. So I'm not going to vote for Trump, and I am going to vote for Biden, but I'm just telling you that we're setting ourselves up again to be disappointed because the Dems are not doing what they need to get to make it easy. It should be 80% should be voting for him.
But don't you think, Tom?
That's my opinion. Thanks.
No, no, I appreciate your call because you're a smart guy. Tom left off the phone. Tom's run for political office like myself. And again, I just don't understand from my perspective why you would do something, either sit out the election or vote for someone else that has no chance. Why would you do something that would help to elect a person who you agree with less than 5% of the time? I guess I'm a pragmatist. And I don't see the rationale in taking a stand and over one issue, as important as it might be, and put the entire country and our democracy in jeopardy, knowing that you're going to get almost zero of what you get. And to Tom's point, to say that Democratic leadership has to do things to excite more people to vote Democratic, I think that's ignoring people on the right or people that lean right. And I don't think that you could just put forward a very progressive left agenda that might inspire more a fraction of people to vote more Democratic, but then you're alienating a large portion of people who are right of center. You know, our country is still a center, if not slightly a right of center country. And in order to win elections, you have to bring that coalition together. And we don't get utopia instantly on every election. And I hear the people that say, oh, we're always told until next election, wait until next election. I get it. But right now in 2024, if we don't come together as a coalition to defeat Trump and Trumpism, we're going to be in bad shape. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dave in Madison. Dave, about a minute left. It's all yours. What say you?
I don't know if I can say what I wanted to say in a minute, but I'll try. Hamas, they're as far as this, why they're doing it, definitely a valid, legitimate position. You might be, believe it, might be against it. I'm not sure people understand Hamas and the Hamas Health Authority, which is where the casualty figures are coming from. Hamas, they're a bunch of killers. They burn people alive. They kill people, you know, in front of their sons, brothers, etc. They use rape as a mass weapon of war. I mean, so the likelihood they're not going to exaggerate these figures is saying it's ridiculous that they're going to tell the truth on just this one issue. It's ridiculous. Not only that, the Hamas Health Authority doesn't take into account in their numbers either combatants.
Hang on, Dave, hang on 1 second. We'll come back to you after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom Arbol Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise. No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures. It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, April 8th, awaiting the comments of President Joe Biden, who is in Madison today at Madison College, formerly known as, or more commonly as MATC, Madison Area Technical College, now goes by Madison College. Awaiting President Biden's remarks, our own Luke Mathers is on the scene. Apparently, pre-remarks have started. U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan now on the dais, giving remarks there. And we will go to Mr. Mathers when he calls in. And, of course, after the top of the hour, President Biden set to give his remarks around 1:15. We will take the speech in its entirety right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show joins Luke Mathers and myself. Right now, we'll go back to the phones. Dave, you were finishing up talking about, the election coming up in 2024 and that Joe Biden is here in Madison today. I think it's great juxtaposing what President Trump said over the weekend or this morning, that he's trying to alter or soften his stance on abortion for election purposes. I think it's great the juxtaposition, because Joe Biden's been consistent on this issue. Donald Trump, certainly not so much. But we went into this tangent of what's happening with the Palestinian issue, and that there is a faction of Democrats who are very dissatisfied with President Biden. I get that. But again, I go back to, isn't it better to have someone in the White House like Joe Biden, who you might agree with 85-90% of the time, than tantamount to helping Trump get back in, who you might agree with 2% of the time? Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, on foreign policy, there's no question about it. Joe Biden definitely is the go-to guy. I mean, he has the knowledge. He's been doing foreign policy for decades and decades and decades. I remember listening to him decades ago on foreign policy. Mm-hmm. He was an expert then. And that now he's had decades more to gain even more expertise. I was talking about Hamas and Gaza, the casualties for a conflict like that. I was saying that, how can Hamas be trusted? Because they use rapes up on a war. They kill people in front of their mothers, brothers, et cetera. So why are they, why all of a sudden they're going to be honest and give out accurate casualty figures? I also want to say they don't count the natural deaths, which is many, many thousands of people in a population of over 2 million. Mm-hmm. And, the people just, they see the big numbers that the Hamas health authority puts out, and they believe them. But most experts, they say that the casualties is 1.5 civilians to one combatant. I believe in fighting ISIS, the United States fighting ISIS, is 5-1. Israel has some expertise in this.
Hey,
because
Dave.
It's an urban environment.
Dave, I appreciate the call. I got a lot of calls I want to get to. I just want to roll through it, but make sure that we get everybody in. But I appreciate your call. I get your point of view and appreciate you listening. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ross in Soldiers Grove out in southwest Wisconsin. Ross, thanks for listening to WRCE in Richland Centers. Ross, what say you?
Hey, John, happy Eclipse Day.
Happy Eclipse Day.
I think you're spot on. I mean, I fall in line with how you're looking at this. I feel like Ralph Nader gave us George W. Bush. I feel like Jill Stein almost gave us Donald Trump. I just, when you come to a fork in the road, you have two choices, not three or four. Mm-hmm. I just get really frustrated with people who sort of overanalyze. Our system is set up. We have a Democratic Party, a Republican Party, and then everybody else, you know. And I wish the Democratic Party would have had a real primary campaign to make Joe Biden prove to the United States that he deserved a second chance. And it is a problem that I have with our party system. But this notion of voting for Jill Stein and whoever, Cornel West, all these third party people is a waste of time. And I can't tolerate it. I don't have any time for it.
Appreciate the call, Ross. Thank you so much. Ross in Soldiers Grove, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Steve in La Crosse, listening on the Eagle. We were just there in La Crosse last week, WLCX. Steve, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, I'm just super concerned about what Donald Trump says, that he wants to be a dictator. And I just think people need to take that very serious.
Yeah.
And a vote for anybody other than Joe Biden is going to be a vote for him. Yeah, so I just wanted to let people, that's my feeling, and a lot of my friends feel the same way.
I couldn't agree more, Steve.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I really appreciate the call, Steve. Steve in La Crosse, I couldn't agree more. That, you know, we've learned from our friend Tryggvi Olsen, who's fought authoritarianism around the world, that authoritarians and dictators tell you exactly what they're going to do. And Steve's right. Trump said he's going to be a dictator. Oh, only on day one. But believe him. And I'd much rather have a person like Donald, or much rather a person like Joe Biden, who's not Donald Trump. Joe Biden, who's coming to Wisconsin today, meeting people, being consistent, being honest, great character, unemployment's low, jobs are more jobs than the last five administrations combined, economy is roaring. That's the person I want in the White House, not the person who's going to pander to people and lie like Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Well, you see, people called me right before the primary
uncontested?
Right.
Yeah, uncontested. Yeah.
So I was telling them, I'm like, guys, what are you doing? Really, what are you doing? Do you really have to do this right now? When we have a question of having a dictatorship, or actually allow the other guy finish what you started, because for 4 years, I really think that we need to look into the Constitution and at least change it to 6, because 4 years in today's years, I mean, they've gone like this. They don't even have the time between walking into the White House and the way Biden did. It took a little bit more time than usual, right? And going through the next period where you have to contest that you wanted to be a president next time, it's just not enough time. But for me, most importantly, and which I agree with you, and even though I want the war in Russia and Ukraine be stopped too, but the thing is, this is all outside of this country. Can we take in care of what is inside?
No, I get it, Karina. I appreciate the call. And Karina brings up, you know, this important point of looking at the totality of what's going on. And on the whole, Joe Biden has done a great job. And Karina brings up this very important point. Look what Joe Biden had to dig out of with the pandemic. People want to say, are you better off than 4 years ago? 4 years ago, people were dying. We had refrigerator coolers as makeshift morgues. Not enough vaccines to go around. Joe Biden had to clean all that up and then continue on. He's done a remarkable job. He's in Madison. We're going to carry all the comments after the top of the hour news. We have Luke Mathers on the scene. Maggie Dawn joining us. Don't go anywhere. Joe Biden in Madison, in Wisconsin, after this on Civic Media.
This is the talk you can't ignore,
even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of La Crosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, my recent one-on-one interview with Senator Tammy Baldwin about her campaign and a little personal history as well.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. It won't be long before people in Texas will start to see the total solar eclipse.